弟兄姊妹早。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
感谢主， 让我们今天早晨一起聚集在他的面前，擘饼纪念他。
We thank the Lord for gathering us this morning and to break bread in remembrance of Him.
谢谢主，今天早上让我们能够有再一次相见的机会来分享主的话语。
And we thank the Lord for granting us this opportunity to gather to meet with one another and to study His Word.
我们一起来打开主的话。Let's
turn to the Word of God.
今天我要请大家念几处的圣经。This
morning, I would like for you to turn to several passages.
我们首先打开马太福音。We
will first turn to the Gospel according to Matthew.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
马太福音第二章第一节。
Verse 1.
当希律王的时候，耶稣生在
After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the time of King Herod,
有几个博士从东方来到耶路撒冷说，那生下来做犹太人之王的在哪里？
Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews?
我们在东方看见他的星，特来拜他。
We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him.
第三章,
Chapter 3.
第一节,
Verse 1.
那时有施洗的约翰出来，在旷犹大的旷野传道说：“天国近了，你们应当悔改。”
In those days, John the Baptist came preaching in the desert of Judea and saying, Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near.
我们 再到第四章,
Chapter 4,
17节,
Verse 17.
从那时候，耶稣就传起道来，说：“天国近了，你们应当悔改。”
From that time on, Jesus began to preach, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near."
最后第十章,
Lastly, Chapter 10.
第五节,
Verse 5
耶稣差这十二个人去吩咐他们说：外邦人的路你们不要走，撒玛利亚人的城你们不要进，宁可往以色列家迷失的羊那里去，随走随传，说天国近了。
These 12 Jesus sent out with the following instructions. Do not go among the Gentiles or enter any town of the Samaritans. Go rather to the lost sheep of Israel. As you go, preach this message. The kingdom of heaven is near.
我们有点祷告。
Let's pray.
恩主，我们实在感谢你的恩典。Gracious
Lord, we thank you for your grace.
在主日的清晨，你把我们众儿女召聚在你自己的脚前。
That you have gathered us before your throne on this Lord's Day morning.
我们可以擘饼纪念你对我们的大慈爱。
That we may come in remembrance before your table, the great love you have toward us.
现在我们要擘开你生命的话语来尝来吃天上的manna。
Now we will eat the manna from above as we break your word.
求你把智慧与启示的灵赏给我们。
Lord, grant us a spirit of wisdom and revelation.
让不论说话的、翻译的，我们听到的，我们一同在你面前蒙造就。
So for the preaching and interpreting and the hearing of your word, we may all receive edification from you.
我们向你承认，属灵的事，我们每一个人都没有办法靠着我们自己的聪明智慧来明白。
Lord, we confess before you that with our own wisdom, there's no way we can come to understand spiritual matters.
只有圣灵可以把一切属天的向我们打开。
Only the Holy Spirit is able to open up what is heavenly.
因此早晨我们就来单单的依靠你。Therefore
this morning we come and depend on you.
我们把这段时间恭恭敬敬地仰望在你的手中。Lord,
we commit this hour unto your hand.
求你用你的宝血画地为界。Lord
Jesus, set the boundary for us with your precious blood.
让我们在这里不受任何的打搅，我们的心能够注视在耶稣基督的面上。So
our hearts may not be disturbed as we focus on you.
我们这样的祷告, 感恩, 祈求奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
一年前这个时候，我们如果有人读Time Magazine 这个杂志的习惯的人，你大概有注意有一期非常特别。
And about a year ago this time, if you read Time Magazine, you'll probably come upon this article.
那个封面很醒目。
Because the title was very obvious.
从地狱来的十年。
The front page says the 10 years from hell.
The decade from hell.
The decade from hell.
对，那么如果你注意最近这个 Time Magazine。又有一期。
And if you pay attention to the recent publication of Time Magazine,
它的题目是这个到底这十年发生了什么事。
And the title was saying what happened in the past decade.
也就是说，对这个作者来讲，他有一个很深很深的感触。
And in other words, to the writer, he felt so much.
美国从911开始一直到现在十个年头。
In that from 9/11 until now, a decade had passed.
这个地球上天灾人祸接而不断。
And there's continually calamities and disasters happening.
连这一个外邦人都感觉到这个地球跟以前来相比的话，太多的事情叫人的心里面有一个很深很深的触动，到底这个地球生了什么毛病？
Even the non-believers began to question what is happening to this world.
连外邦人都演了一个电影叫做世界末日2012 12月28号。
And even the unbelievers in Hollywood produce a movie called 2012.
对，他们是根据两个预言，一个是法国500年前的一个所谓的先知，他的预言，跟墨西哥的一个玛雅文化的预言，根据这两个预言，他们拍了这个好莱坞的电影。
So 2012 was produced based on two prophecies. One was from France, that was 500 years ago, and another is from the Maya culture.
总而言之，不管信主的弟兄姊妹也好，没有信主的外邦人也好，都有一个特别的感觉在这个时候。
So in summary, whether you are a believer or not, you have a particular sense in this moment in time.
我们面临太多太多的天灾与人祸，我们好像来到末日一样。
That it seems that we're coming to the end of the world because we're facing this continual disaster and calamities.
所以人心惶惶。
And so people's hearts are disturbed and not at ease.
不管你今天到哪里去，都是一样。
And it doesn't matter where you are and where you go.
那都不知道我们的明天是什么。
And you do not know about your tomorrow.
我们现在真是在人类历史中一个非常黑暗的时期。
Indeed, we are in one of the darkest ages in human history.
我敢保证明年12月28号没有事情会发生。
I can't guarantee that next year, December 28th, there will be nothing happening.
我认为那个预言是魔鬼的诡计，叫做狼来了。
And I think that was the lie of the evil one.
因为主的的确确是说到时代的末了。
Because God indeed says the time is near its end.
但是仇敌要把这个人对这个末了的感觉把它混淆。
But Satan comes and tries to distort our sense of the end times.
用狼来的手段先发一个假消息。
And so with lies, he tells this particular lies.A false news.
如果到时候没有事情发生，
And so if nothing happened then,
那人就觉得这个是这个荒诞的没有意义的话。
So people would think the talk about end times is but ridiculous.
但是真正主所说的这个真理要发生的时候，主要来审判这个世界的时候，人反而都不信。
And so when the Lord says when he is about to come and judge the world, people will not believe anymore.
所以我们不用为着明年12月害怕，我们倒是真正要为着主所说到他 要审判这个世界，我们心中应该有准备。
So we need not to fear for December 2012, but for what the Lord has revealed to us in His Word.
我刚刚带大家读了一段马太福音的话。
And I led you to read several passages in the Gospel according to Matthew.
你会发现它有一个共同的一句。
You will realize that there is a common message, a simple, one common verse.
这一句话是马太福音的特色，是其他三本福音书没有讲的。
And that particular verse is the very essence of the gospel according to Matthew, which was not mentioned in any other gospels.
照着福音书完成的次序来说，
According to the time that these four gospels was written,
最早完成的是马可福音。
And the gospel of Mark was finished first.
但是圣灵在感动这些编撰圣经的人，他没有把马太福音按照次序放在第一本。
Yet Holy Spirit when he
马可福音
when he compiled the scripture the books together he did not put the book of Mark as the beginning book.
对，他把马太福音放在新约的第一本书。
Instead, he has placed the Gospel according to Matthew as the first book of the New Testament.
显然，圣灵在这里有一个非常重要的意思要表明的。
Obviously, the Holy Spirit has one very important message to preach.
为什么要把马太福音放在新约的第一本书呢？
Why is it that Holy Spirit had placed the Gospel according to Matthew being the first book of the New Testament?
中文里面有一句话叫做“开宗明义”。
In Chinese saying, there's something saying the introduction is actually tells the main idea of the body of a writing.
能够希望在一开头就把整个的重点能够把它表明出来。
So in its very introduction, you will begin to catch the main idea of the rest of the writing.
对，所以圣灵在这里要向全人类表达一个很重要的神的信息。
And therefore, the Holy Spirit is revealing a very crucial message to the entire human race.
四本福音书都见证一位主。
The four gospels all pointing to one God.
就是我们的主耶稣基督。
Who is Jesus Christ, our Lord.
但是主耶稣基督来到这个地球上，到了我们痛苦的世界人群当中，到底他要成就的目的是什么？
Yet what is the very purpose that Jesus has come to this suffering world?
我们今天在基督徒中间，你如果问这个问题的话，
You know, nowadays if you asked believers,
很多的基督徒有一个感觉，主耶稣来到这个地球来寻找拯救世上的人类。
And the Christians would tell you, well, Jesus come to seek the lost and seek and save the lost.
他成为全人类的救主，被挂在十字架上，为我们付清了罪债。
That he became the savior of us all. He was hung on the cross and redeemed for our sins.
他是神的羔羊。
And he is the Lamb of God.
把人类的罪解决之后，我们就凡相信他的人可以得救，将来不要下地狱，可以上天堂。
So after he had resolved the problem of sin, everyone who believes in him shall enter into heaven and will not be going to hell.
所以我们把主耶稣的十字架的意义定位在救赎我们人类，使我们不至于灭亡，将来得永生，仅此而已。
So the position we have set the cross of the Lord is just for us to be saved and to be entered into heaven, and that is all.
这个理解，当然，在一个意义上来讲是正确的。
Such understanding is correct in certain sense.
但是它里面有一个错误。
Yet there is a fundamental mistake to it.
是主耶稣来到地上，是寻找拯救世上的人，没有错。
Yes, indeed, Jesus has come to save and seek the lost.
但是，这只是他的方法。
But that is only a method.
方法不是目的。
The method itself is not the end.
神拯救我们不是为单单因为我们是死在罪恶过犯当中，将来要受地狱的审判，所以可怜我们，救我们。
And the reason why God has saved us, not because he had pity on us, that did not desire us to go to hell.
那你把我们神的救恩看得太小了。
Then you have minimized the salvation of the Lord.
神拯救我们不是为，就是因为要救我们而已。
God did not save us for the sake of saving us.
神救我们要为达到一个更高的目的。
Instead, He saved us to reach a higher goal.
所以我们仅仅认识耶稣是我们的救主是不够的。
So it is insufficient just to know that Jesus Christ is our Savior.
这就是马太福音要放在第一本的一个重点。
And that is the very reason why the Gospel according to Matthew is placed in the first book of the New Testament.
你要来看到圣灵要让我们提醒，借着马太把它宣扬出来。
And so God, the Holy Spirit is proclaiming this message through Matthew.
那你就会发现，耶稣的先锋，使徒约翰，他出来传道。
And as you look at the life of John the Baptist, who was the pioneer of Jesus, when he went out to preach the gospel,
他传一篇信息。
He preached a particular message.
我们刚刚念了。
And we just read.
他的题目就是，天国近了。你们应当悔改。
And he preached that the king, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
那你会发现，等到主耶稣，出来就是半年之后。
And half a year later, when Jesus came out in his public ministry,
主耶稣出来传道。
And when he came out to preach,
他的信息主题是什么？
And what was his message?
还是这一个主题。
It was still the same message as John.
天国近了，你们应当悔改。
Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
然后他传道，他医病，他赶鬼。
And then he preached the gospel, he healed the sick, he cast out demons.
他呼召人来跟随他，做他的门徒。
He had called people to be his disciples.
然后我们知道有开头有十二位，他的门徒。
Then we see he had called the 12 disciples.
有一天训练。主耶稣说我要打发你们出去了。
And one day after some training, the Lord says, now I'm sending you out.
所以主就打发他们去先向以色列人传道。
And Jesus sent them out to preach the gospel to the Jews first.
第一篇信息的题目是什么？
What was their very first message?
我带你们念了第十章。
I led you to read chapter 10.
你又发现他主耶稣给他们的题目还是同样的一题。
You realize that the same message was preached.
天国近了。
That the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
你们应当悔改。
That you must repent.
这是马太福音的特色。
That is the characteristic of the gospel according to Matthew.
不管耶稣的先锋使徒约翰也好，耶稣本人也好，他打发出去的众门徒也好，他们的信息只有一篇。
Whether it be the pioneer Jesus, who was John the Baptist, Jesus himself, or his 12 disciples, the message that they preached was but one.
他的主题就是这一个，天国近了。
The message of the kingdom of heaven, that it is at hand.
你们应当悔改。
That you must repent.
如果照我们传福音的人来讲，
And the way that we would preach the gospel.
我们应该传的是约翰福音三章十六节。
And we would preach John 3:16.
神爱世人。
That God so loved the world.
你们应该悔改。
That you must repent.
相信耶稣的不至灭亡，反得永生。
That whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
但是这不是耶稣的信息。
But that wasn't Jesus' message.
这不是马太的信息。
That wasn't the message in Matthew.
因为那个只是方法。
Because that was but a means.
那个不是耶稣来到地上的目的。
That was not the purpose for which Jesus came.
耶稣他所传的道，他有一个很重要的信息要向这个世界发表。
And in the message that Jesus preached, there's one central thing.
这个就是天国。
And that is the kingdom of heaven.
这个名词是马太福音专用名词。
And the kingdom of heaven is a possessive pronoun in the gospel according to Matthew.
其他三本福音书提都没有提。
Because there is not mentioned the rest of the three gospels.
如果你去看参考书的话，
If you look at some reference books,
你就会发现有不同的讲解。
You will realize there are different interpretations.
很多的人认为天国神的国是一回事。
Something that kingdom of heaven is the same thing as kingdom of God.
对，但是如果是如此的话，应该在四本福音书里面，每一本福音书都把这个名词，如果这两件事情是一回事的话，应该四本福音书都是叫做轮着使用天国神国交互使用才对。
If that is so, then throughout the four Gospels, then the term Kingdom of Heaven and Kingdom of God should be used interchangeably.
因为解经的人说这是一回事。
Because they're of the same thing.
但是事实上圣灵用词汇的时候，你会发现这个词汇只有用在马太，其他三本就没有用过，一次都没有。
But in reality, you will see that Kingdom of Heaven is only mentioned in the Gospel according to Matthew and nowhere else.
所以这里面就有讲究了。
And then there must be a reason to it.
这个信息在什么这个大背景里面传出来的呢？
And to what background, what was the background to this message?
我们刚刚读的时候，我特别让大家注意二章的第一节，说到那个时代是希律王做王的时候。
And when I led you to read Matthew chapter 2 verse 1, it says the time when Jesus was born was the time of Herod the king.
那如果你读一点那个时代那个王的历史，你就知道这个王英文的圣经翻译叫做希律 the great, 大希律王。
And so in some translation it says it was King Herod the Great.
那么希律什么意思？
And what does the word Herod mean?
你去查这个字典。
If you look in its definition,
希律这个意思就是犹太人的王。
It means the king of the Jews.
对，所以他是犹太人的王。
So Herod was the king of the Jews.
但是呢，他坐在宝座上就不是很舒服。
But then he was not comfortable sitting on that throne.
因为如果你懂犹太人的历史，
Because if you understand the history of the Jewish people,
谁有资格坐在犹太人这个王位上？
Who is qualified to be the king of the Jews?
他必须是第一是纯种的犹太人。
He must be a purebred. He must be a pure 100% Jew.
他必须是犹大支派的。
And he must belong to the tribe of Judah.
对不对？他一定有一个正统的家谱，能够显示他的血统是纯的。
That he must have a genealogy showing his lineage of the king.
因为这个王位是从这个扫罗到大卫一直这样传下来的。
Because the kingship was passed from David to Solomon and so on.
这是整个的旧约，你能够看到这一个伦理。
And that is the lineage that you see in the Old Testament.
但是希律何许人也？
And who was Herod?
他是一个以东人。
Herod was but an Edomite.
他是一个杂种。
He was a mix.
他不是纯种的犹太人。
He was not a pure Jew.
所以按照犹太人的律法来讲，他根本就没有资格做王的。
So according to Jewish law, he was not qualified to be the king of the Jews.
但是他们现在是由罗马人的殖民地。
But now they were colonized by the Romans.
所以他能够坐上王位，是因为罗马皇帝安排他做这个巴勒斯坦的王。
And the reason why he was able to be the king in Palestine is because the emperor of Rome had appointed him.
所以这是一个政治的安排。
So that was a political appointment.
犹太人并不买他的账。
And the Jews was not subject to him.
他就有一个心愿，怎么样能够买通犹太人来支持他做王呢？
So one way to buy their trust.
所以大希律就做过一件事，来收买犹太人的心。
And one thing that Herod the Great did.
所以他就大兴土木，把犹太人的这个圣殿把它修饰起来。圣经那个时候告诉我们，46年把那个殿辉煌变成美轮美奂。
And he spent 46 years in the great construction of the remodeling of the temple.
对，所以一直到他死，这个大工程都还没有完成。
So it was not finished even at the time of his death.
他花这么多的人力、物力、财力，他只有一个目的：讨好犹太人，使他的宝座能够在巴勒斯坦持续下去。
And the reason why he spent so much human resources and financial resources to build such a temple is so to please the Jews that in order to sustain his kingdom.
因为他没有安全感。
Because he was insecure.
他对很多的人都有怀疑心。
And he doubted many.
所以历史告诉我们，他杀了他的儿子，怀疑他要篡位。
And he doubted his son who wants to be king instead of him. He murdered his own son.
他还怀疑他老婆，他也把老婆给杀掉了。
In the same way, he murdered his own wife.
所以他是一个非常残忍的人。
So he was a very cruel person.
所以你刚刚如果去读第二章的时候，你就知道当那个东方的博士来问这个王，犹太人的王在哪里？ 我们在东方看见他的心，特意来拜他，这句话到他的耳朵里面吓死他了。
So if you read in the second chapter of Matthew, you will see when the Magi from the east came and asked him, says, we saw this star of this king who was to be born to be the king of Jews. It really startled him.
所以、哎、你们明明就站在我这个王面前，犹太人王就在你眼前，你们居然说还有一个王要来了。
Because Herod was thinking, you are standing before the king of the Jews, and you're asking, where is he who was born to be the king of the Jews?
你不是明明不给我面子吗？
And are you insulting me to my face?
所以他下了一个命令。
So he gave an order.
是吧？凡是两岁以下的男丁，通通把他杀掉。
So every male baby who was within 2 years old was all murdered.
你就可以知道这个人是多么的残忍。
Then you know what a cruel person Herod the Great was.
为着他保住自己的王权，什么事都可以做。
He would do anything in order to keep his kingdom.
他当然一面是讨好犹太人修饰圣殿。
So on one hand, he reconstructed this temple to please the Jews.
但是这并不表示他是一个爱神的人。
But it doesn't mean that he was one who loved God.
他这个行动是政治行动。
Because that was a political move.
他为了讨好他的主子，他的真正的老板是罗马的皇帝。
And because he wanted to please his own boss, who was the Roman emperor.
那我考考大家的圣经常识，那个时候的皇帝，真正的罗马皇帝是谁呢？
Do you know who was the Roman emperor at that time?
那只有路加福音告诉我们。
And it would tell us in the Gospel according to Luke.
路加福音的第二章。
And it's in Luke chapter 2.
就是告诉我们那个时候的皇帝是该杀雅古士都。
It was Caesar Augustus.
对。那么这个该杀这个词。
And the word Caesar.
在罗马来讲是一个非常新鲜的一个词在当时。
It was rather a new term, a new name in that time.
因为你去读罗马历史，你知道一件事。
Because if you were to read Roman history,
最早的罗马是 republic, 是共和国。
The early years, Rome was a republic state.
对，是由这个民主制度开始的。
It was a democratic country.
但是野心家出来。
And yet there was this ambitious man who came.
他有一天说。给他自己一个名号叫做该杀。
He gave himself the title of Caesar.
该杀什么意思？中文该杀读起来好像该杀头的意思。
And you can't tell from Chinese translation, it sounds like you should,
cut off your head. 但是那不是真正的意思。
But that is not the true meaning of Caesar.
希律如果意思是犹太人的王，
And if Herod means the king of the Jews,
那该杀什么意思？
Then what does Caesar mean?
不是罗马人的王，因为他们没有王啊。
It doesn't mean the king of the Romans.
但是他们有一个独裁者。
But they have a
monarch. 但他又不能说我是独裁者，我是共和国。
And he was monarch, but he want to say we are actually a republic.
就来了这一个头衔。
So he gave himself this title.
叫做人而神者也。
That a man has become God.
就像中国人的以前我们中国人的皇帝都叫做天子。
So you are the son of God.
对，你一做皇帝啊，你就不是人了。
So once you become the emperor, you're no longer a human being.
你是另外一种，是叫做神的儿子，天子也。
You became the son of God.
所以这叫做 Caesar 的意思。
So Caesar meant the son of God.
所以你能够看出来。
And now you can see.
人都在玩政治。
And people are playing with politics.
玩来玩去，最后就是把自己放在，要么就是王的地位，要么就是神的地位上。
So finally, they would place themselves whether on the position of a king or the position of God.
都是把自己标榜起来。
It is to elevate the self.
所以这就是，人类历史的事实。
And that was the truth that we find in human history.
在那个时候的社会，罗马的政治算是不错的。
And at that time, the Roman politicians are actually pretty good.
但是你慢慢就会发现，从共和变成了独裁。
The Roman government was actually pretty good, but yet it has progressed from republic state to a monarch.
这个人戏变戏法都有各的招法。
And you can play in however way that you want to.
今天我们所在的时代又如何呢？
And what about this day and age that we are in?
我们看到在日光底下没有新事。
As the Bible says that there is nothing new under the sun.
对不对？
Isn't it true?
你不管是在台湾也好，在中国也好，大陆也好，你今天在美国也好，你所看见的也都差不多。
And whether you're in Taiwan, in mainland China, or in the States, whatever you observe, it's all about the same.
不管你怎么变，万变不离其宗。
And whether you, however you change, it will never leave its, it change its core.
这是地上的政治。
That is the earthly politics.
那宗教呢？
And what about religion?
在那个时候，以色列人属灵的光景是什么呢？
And what was the spiritual condition of those Israelites, the Jewish people at that time?
那你又会发现，神整整有四百年没有说话。
You will see that at the time of Jesus, God has not spoken for 400 years.
对，今天如果你到圣经里面去看，旧约的结束是结束在马拉基书。
If you look at the scripture, you will see the Old Testament ends with the book of Malachi.
那一本书结束的时候，神的话就到此为止了。
And God spoke, at the end, it was the end of God speaking.
因为人不要听。
Because men did not want to hear God.
神感动那个时候的，先知马拉基说了一些很重的话，以色列人说哪里啊？我们不是这样的。
And so when God moved the prophet Malachi to say something very solemn, the Israelites did not want to hear it, and they did not think that that was their condition.
完全拒绝承认他们属灵的光景是违背神的。
They had rejected to confess that their spiritual state was not good.
所以当人是这样的刚硬，在神的面前这样的骄傲不肯悔改的时候，神就不说话了。
So when men hardened their hearts and refused to repent, God silent, was silent.
可是你会发现，神不说话，人照样过他的宗教生活。
And you realize when God was silent, men continue on in their religious lives.
他们可以一样有圣殿的侍奉，有大祭司，有献祭，有律法，有聚会，什么都是行礼如仪，四百年之久。
For 400 years, they continue on as usual, having their priests, their gatherings, their festivities, and all kinds of sacrifices.
所以从外面来看，犹太人是非常有宗教生活的民族。
So outwardly speaking, people see the Jews are the group of people who had a good religion.
你看主耶稣进圣殿两次洁净圣殿的时候，那个形容，你就可以看得出来，那个外表的宗教生活，人类是专家。
You see that men are experts in this outward manifestation of a religious living.
但是，神所要的不是一个宗教生活的外壳。
But God did not want the superficial manifestation of a religion.
神要的是那一个人真正对他敬畏的心。
God desired the fear of God in the depth of a man's heart.
不是因为今天是某一个日子该做什么事了，所以我们守安息日守安息日，要献祭献祭，要礼拜礼拜，不是这些外表的东西。
That you do not do certain things because this was a time to do so, whether it be Sabbath or Sunday worship.
我们人容易做的是按照外表该某一个时间做某一件事情，我们就行礼如仪啊。
Because we're so used to carrying out business as usual.
这样我们可以把一个宗教变成一个传统，变成一种习惯，一代一代这样传下来。他们搞了当然在当时是四百年，其实你从整个旧约来看，那就是上千年了。
So man had changed this tradition into a religion, into a tradition that they would carry out generation after generation.
神在不在无所谓的。
And it doesn't matter to men whether God was present.
没有几个人真正在乎 到底今天神的旨意实现没有，神满意不满意，这个没有人问的。
There were very few who were concerned whether the will of God was accomplished and what was in the heart of God.
神到底要在做什么？
What was God desiring us to do?
一般的人来说是无所谓的。
And a lot of people, to a lot, they were just indifferent.
你从四福音书看的时候，你会发现，真正在那个最黑暗的时候，政治最黑暗，宗教最黑暗的时候，社会公义不彰，暴力横行的时候。
You see the time of Jesus, the politics or religion or morality was at its lowest. It was in the darkest time.
就跟我们现在是一样的。
It is exactly the same as we are the way that we're in right now.
几年前，江弟兄在东岸这个 Family Conference 的时候，有一篇讲道很使我吃惊。
Several years ago, Brother Stephen Kahn, when he spoke at a family conference in East Coast, there was a particular message that gripped my heart.
因为我很少听他用这么重的话。
Because I was shocked because he used a term that was really heavy.
这位神的老仆人侍奉神七十年。
And this servant of God who has served God for 70 years.
他在那篇讲道里面说到今天教会的属灵光景。
And he spoke of the condition of the church nowadays.
他说今天教会属灵的光景已经进到，他用一个词叫做 coma， 是医学名词。
And he said that today church has entered into a coma.
什么意思是 coma？
And what does coma mean？
再进一步就是死亡。
Because a step further from coma, you're dead.
现在这个光景叫做不省人事，昏迷不省。
So you are in a coma. The current church state is in a coma.
你看神的仆人用这么重的字眼来描述今天教会属灵的光景。
That this servant of God had used such a serious word to describe the condition of the church today.
就跟旧约的时候那个最后一本书马拉基先知所说话的时候，那个时代的人没有反应的。
It was the same as the time of Jesus, of Malachi. The people were indifferent.
所以就在这样最黑暗，最一切都是好像大势已去啊。
And just like when it's darkest and seeing the best time is over,
神就起来做事。
God rose up and did something.
神先得到两个人。
God obtained two people first.
这两个人，一个叫撒加利亚，一个叫以利沙伯。
One is Zechariah, the other is Elizabeth.
就是施洗约翰的爸爸妈妈。
Who were the parents of John the Baptist?
他们是祭司。
And they were priests.
他们在圣殿里面按着班次该做什么做什么。
They were serving in the temple as priests.
跟所有其他的祭司来讲也没有什么区别。
And they were just like any other priest.
但是他们生命中有一个痛苦。
Yet in the depth of their heart, there's a suffering.
这个痛苦是什么？
There's a pain, and what was it?
没有儿子。
And that is that they did not have a son.
对犹太人来讲，没有儿子，那就跟我们老中一样，不孝有三，无后为大。
And so to the Jews not having a son is just like us Chinese not having a son to carry out our last thing.
对不对？所以这个对犹太人是一个非常大的羞耻，尤其一个侍奉神的居然连个儿子都没有，人家说上帝没有祝福你。
That is the greatest shame to a Jew, especially one who is serving God. People would say, mock you saying that God did not bless you.
所以这是他们一生在神面前敬虔侍奉，但是中在他的生命中有一个最大的痛是无法这就说不清楚了，怎么会生不出儿子来。
So Zechariah and Elizabeth as they stood in God's presence and served them and so faithfully, yet they had no son, and that pain was indescribable.
他不是唯一的一个是如此，在过去旧约的历史中这种事情好几次。
And you see similar situations several times recorded in the Old Testament.
你还能够想到另外一个人也是没有儿子，也是终身痛苦。
Can you think of another person who did not have a son who was in pain?
那就是撒母耳的妈妈。
That was the mother of Samuel.
对吗？也是没有儿子，但他跑到圣殿里面去祷告，那个老以利说：“你这个醉酒的妇人。”
And so when Hannah went to the temple and prayed, Eli thought that you are just drunk.
所以他的苦啊是说不出来的。人家看他神经兮兮，又来一个神经病的女人。
And so to others, people thought that she was just crazy. Her pain was indescribable.
可是只有神知道。
But only God knew.
可是整个的转机在哪里呢？
And what was the turning point?
为什么我们人的生命中，侍奉神的人的生命中，常常有一些说不出来的痛苦，是别人没有办法可以理解你或者支持你的。
Why is it that in the life of those who serve God, there's an indescribable pain sometimes that no one else seems to understand or support?
这是神的作为。
Because that was the very act of God.
只有在我们最痛苦的里头，才能够产生一个最深的祷告。
Because in your most painful moment, you will be able to utter this great prayer.
我们生活非常舒适的时候，我们的祷告都是感谢主啊，又给我这样平安过了一年，现在一年又过去了嘛。
And when everything goes well, your prayer is but just, well, thank you God for a wonderful year.
你看，这个父母也好，儿女也好，事业也顺利，什么都好，哎呀，谢谢耶稣。
Oh, and we say, thank you, Jesus, my parents are well, my career, my children, everything is well.
是。我们是应该为神给我们一切的祝福，我们感谢神，这是没有错的。
Yes, indeed, we need to thank God for all that He has given for us.
但是，这种祷告没有深度。
But this such prayer has no depth.
当神要做事的时候，神要得着一个深的祷告。
And when God wants to act, God needs to have a in-depth prayer to act upon.
你看那一个圣经中的这些所有。被神来使用的这些器皿，他的上一辈总有一些人在那里，在极大的痛苦里头，有一个很深很深长久的祷告。
You see those great vessels of God in the scripture, and their forefathers or the generations above their parents, all suffered this indescribable trial.
那你就开始看见神就做事了。
And they began to pray, and you began to see God working.
你现在看见神沉默了四百年。终于从这个家庭开始。
So you see, after 400 years of silence, God obtained this family of Zechariah.
这是神的作为。
That was the act of God.
这两个老夫妻终于得到一个儿子。
And finally, this old couple obtained a son.
这个儿子要做那一个未来的那个弥赛亚的先锋。
And this son shall be the pioneer for the Messiah who is to come.
他引进了基督。
That he will usher in Messiah.
那当然，神还用了其他，比如说玛利亚、约瑟，也是在这个行列中被神来使用的。他们也付了巨大的代价。
Of course, in this procession of this great vessel of God, there are people like Mary and Joseph, who paid the great price.
对，所以。在暗中神在做事。
So God was working in secret.
人从外表来看看不见。
And you would not be able to see outwardly.
但是神知道他在做什么。
But God knew what he was doing.
你看他把神的儿子就这样引进来了。
So John ushered in the Son of God.
那神要向这个世界传达的是什么信息呢？
And then what was the message that God wants to preach to the world?
马太福音就告诉我们，天国近了。
Matthew tells us the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
这是神要向这个黑暗世界所表达的信息。
That is the very message that God wants to preach to this dark age.
这个定义是什么？
And what was the definition?
那你就会发现，这里它的重点是 kingdom 这个字，中文天国，我们对这个国的概念呢是 republic。
The essence of that message, the kingdom of heaven is at hand, is the word, the key word is kingdom, and the Chinese translation is but a nation.
对不对？在这个英文这个字的时候，它这个用词是 kingdom， 用中文要翻译的准确，应该翻译成王国。
So in Chinese, it only translated as a country, a nation. But in English, you see the word kingdom.
那个 kingdom 的重点是在一个 king。
And the essence of the word kingdom is on the word, the part that says king。
对不对？所以这个国它的重点是。讲到有一个王。
So the kingdom speak of a king.
神的国是谁做宝座呢？
And who is on the throne in the kingdom of God?
你如果到诗篇去看
If you look in the Psalms,
诗篇里面充满这样的诗，说到神啊，你的宝座安定在天。
In the Psalms, throughout the Psalms, you see God, your throne is established in heavens.
你的王权，你的国权是正直的。
And your authority, your kingship is righteous.
从万古之前，一直到将来，永远是你做宝座的。
And you are king forever, from everlasting, and eternity past to eternity future.
所以每一次圣经讲到神的国的时候，它的重点是从永远到永远，耶和华做宝座。他是神。
So every time when the scripture mentioned about the kingdom of God, it speaks of God Jehovah is king over all from everlasting past to everlasting future.
这是耶和华做宝座。
That the Lord Jehovah is God is on the throne.
这是神的国的概念。
And that is the concept to the term the kingdom of God.
人类只不过是在这个无限大的神做宝座的中间。出现片时而已，我们只是很小的一宅，一个片刻出现了人类。人类没有以前这个神的国，老早就从永远到永远。
And comparing to the eternity of the kingdom of God, human race only appeared for a moment in time.
对吧？
Isn't it true?
这个是我们必须第一个概念要传正确的。
That is the first concept that we must grasp.
那现在，当施洗约翰来传。第一篇信息的时候，他就出现一个词，叫做天国。
Now when John the Baptist came out and preached a message, he said the kingdom of heaven.
还有个 S.
The kingdom of heavens.
是，如果你要再准确来分这个句话的话，应该是叫做诸天的王国。
If you look at some translation in King James, it would say the kingdom of heavens.
那么这个地方的强调点又是讲到在这里有一个东西叫做天国有一个王。
And it says that there is a king in this kingdom of heavens.
那如果要去了解这个词汇的含义你必须把马太福音从第一章好好读到二十八章。
And if you want to really grasp the concept of kingdom of heavens, you must read every chapter of the gospel according to Matthew.
因为这是马太的特色。
Because that is the characteristic to that particular gospel.
所以这不是我早上半个小时之内要把它讲完，这不可能的。
And it's not possible for me to explain to you in thoroughly in this just half an hour.
因为还有 half hour 是他在讲。
Because another half an hour Vivian is translating.
有翻译对，所以我真正讲只有半小时，不可能把天国讲清楚。
So it is not possible for me to illustrate, to alliterate what the kingdom of heaven is in half an hour.
你必须要心里面今天早上这篇信息之后，你心里面一定要有很清楚的概念。
But you must have a very clear understanding after this morning's message.
天国是耶稣到这个地上来的目的。
And that is, the kingdom of heaven is the very reason why Jesus has come to this earth.
如果你把这个目的先在你脑海里面打进去，然后你慢慢去把所有的细节找出来，你是有福的。
You will be blessed if you drill this concept into your mind and begin to grasp the details surrounding it.
那么，圣经里面还有没有其他的词汇讲到耶稣做王呢？
And is there anywhere else in the scripture that speak of Jesus as the king?
当然有。
Yes, indeed.
你来看启示录。
If you turn to the book of Revelation,
当第七号吹的时候，
when the seventh trumpet is sounded,
那就是第十一章的第十五节。
In Revelation chapter 11, verse 15.
十五节，对。启示录第十一章的十五节，第七号吹响的时候
，The seventh angel sounded his trumpet.
好，天上就有大声音说：“世上的国成了我主和主基督的国，他要作王，直到永永远远。”
And there were loud voices in heaven which said, "The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of the Lord and of His Christ.And he will reign forever and ever.
所以呢，这里就看见了有一个新的词汇出现。
Here you see a new terminology.
这个新的词汇叫做我主和主基督的国。
That is kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ.
他作王直到永永远远。
That he will reign forever and ever.
什么时候起点？
And where is the beginning?
起点是第七号。
The beginning is at the sounding of the seventh trumpet.
看到没有？这个第七号开始，这个国度就开始了。
So at the sounding of the seventh trumpet, the kingdom of the of Christ has begun.
对，那个国度是在哪里呢？
And where is that kingdom?
地上。
On earth.
对不对？世上的国成了我主和主基督的国。
Because it says the kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ.
所以这里讲到基督的国的时候，是指的第七号开始一直到永远，耶稣在地上作王。
So the Jesus became king in the kingdom of Christ beginning at the beginning of the sounding of the seventh trumpet until eternity future.
是公开的。
It is a open kingdom.
是全地上万国都要承认，万口都要，万膝都要跪拜的。
That all nations and will confess and all knees shall bow to this kingdom.
那一天耶稣是公开的作王。
Because on that day Jesus Christ will become the king.
他在这个地上设立他的宝座。
That he would establish his kingdom, his throne on this world.
但是那件事实现在成立了没有？
And is that a reality right now?
还没有。
Not yet.
还有很多的国不承认他，包括美国今天都还要把他赶出去。
There are many nations, including the United States, who do not confess Jesus as the king.
因为地上的人并不承认，耶稣是主，是救主。
Because this world has not yet confessed Jesus Christ as the king.
所以基督的国这一件事实是要等到第七号吹响的时候才开始的。
So it won't be until the sounding of the seventh trumpet that the kingdom of the Christ will begin.
那我们现在就来看天国。
Now let's take a look at the kingdom of heaven.
那么天国是什么呢？
What is the kingdom of heaven?
天国是谁坐宝座呢？
And who sits on the throne in the kingdom of heaven?
神国是耶和华神坐宝座。
So in the kingdom of God, God Jehovah is on the throne.
那天国是谁坐宝座呢？
And what about the kingdom of heaven? Who sits on the throne?
答案很简单。
The answer is very simple.
还是耶稣。
It's still Jesus.
对不对？
Is that true?
但是耶稣坐宝座被人承认吗？
But Jesus, was he confessed as king by many?
没有。
No.
不是被万人万口都承认的，还没有，这个事实还不到，那个是要等到基督的国才变成我们全地的事实。
So、
现在还没有。
Not all tongue is confessing Jesus is the king. It won't be until the kingdom of the Christ.
所以你就要听这篇信息的那个讲究了。
So you need to listen to the core, the essence of this message.
你发现第一次传讲的时候是施洗约翰讲。
You realize that the kingdom of heaven, the message of the kingdom of heaven was first preached by John the Baptist.
他说天国近了，你们应当悔改。
He says, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
这个比较容易理解。
And it's easier for us to comprehend.
为什么？
Why?
因为他是那个要来做王的那一位的先锋。
Because he was the pioneer to the one who was to become king.
对不对？马太福音第一章是讲什么？讲一个王的家谱。
And so in Matthew chapter 1, you see the genealogy of a king.
他是真正可以有资格做王的。现在在王位上那个希律是篡位的，他没有资格的。
That Herod was not the legitimate king, but Jesus Christ was the legitimate king.
所以马太福音要表达的这个第一个开宗明义，就是说这里有一个真正可以做王的王。
So in its introduction, Matthew introduced this king who was legit.
但是人不要他。
But yet people refused him.
但是这不影响神的旨意啊。
But that does not affect the will of God.
现在就说了一句话，神要说了一句话是悔改。
And so God said, repent.
天国近了。
Because the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
多近？
How near is it?
等到施洗约翰为耶稣做见证的时候，看啊，神的羔羊除去世人罪孽。
It is as near as when John the Baptist witnessed Jesus saying that, "Behold, the Lamb of God."
所以用时间上来讲，半年之久。
So chronologically speaking, the time elapsed was only half a year.
所以当施洗约翰说天国近了，还差半年。
So from the time when John the Baptist said, proclaimed the kingdom of heaven is at hand until it's realized, there was only 6 months.
耶稣降生的时候, 东方的博士说, 那生来要做犹太人王的在哪里? 所以连东方的博士都知道这个王来了。
Even the Magi from the East knew that there was a person was born to be the king of the Jews.
那希律王不承认他。
And yet the Herod the king did not confess it.
但是这不能拦阻。 神的旨意,
but that does not stop God's will to be carried out.
希律可以杀两岁的以下的孩子，可以杀， 但是也不能够把这个王杀掉。
So even though King Herod can murder all these infants under 2-year-old, but he could not murder Jesus.
现在30年过去了。
Now 30 years passed.
他要进入这个世界的舞台。
Now Jesus is going to enter into the stage of the world.
见证是说天国近了。
He walked on the stage of the world proclaiming the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Because this king has appeared. That was the message of John the Baptist.
因为他要来了,
he says, because the king is coming, therefore we must repent.
我们以前说, Caesar 是王,
and in the past we say Caesar was our king.
我们以前说, 希律是王,
or Herod was our king.
说到底,
but in reality, every one of us is king in our own household.
我们都是王, 封神榜啊, 我们都是王,
we're all kings in a sense.
悔改,
so we must repent.
因为这里有一个真正的王来了,
because the true king has come.
中国话说, 天无二日, 国无二王嘛, 民无二王, 那我们, 我们基督徒常常玩这种两个王的游戏。
And so Christian often plays with this game. As Chinese says, you know, in the sky there were no two sons in the nation, you cannot have two kings. And yet we hold two kings in our lives.
我们自己常常讲神做宝座, 但是实际在生活中我们还是做宝座的。
Because as Christians, oftentimes we confess Jesus is our Lord, yet oftentimes we have our own lordship.
So
in our hearts are two lords.
一个是傀儡,
and one is the real king and the other is the puppet.
Okay, that's good enough. 是, puppet. 总而言之,
so in summary, we must repent.
所有没有让他做王的人都应该悔改。
So when this true king comes, all that, all his subject must repent.
对, 他说了算, 不是我说了算。
So whatever he said counts.
对不对? 我们今天一个基督徒一个最大的危机, 就跟当年犹太人的危机是一样的, 我们嘴里是亲近神的。
Don't we all have this crisis as those Jews those days that in our with our lips we draw near to God?
但是我们的心却远离他。
Yet our hearts are far from him.
我们嘴里满有爱情啊。
And in our lips are filled with words of love.
对，我们自己肚里有数，到底你爱谁多。
But then in your hearts you know whom you love more.
所以古时候的犹太人是变什么游，跟神玩什么游戏。 今天新约的所谓的基督徒也是玩同样的游戏，因为老亚当的族类都是一样的。
So the Christian of the New Testament is playing the same game as those Jews in the Old Testament because we're all sons of Adams.
所以在这个地方，信息神要传讲的信息是很简单的，那个王要来了，悔改。
So the message of God was clear and simple, as is the true King has come, we must repent.
对，这个悔改。 不是仅仅是说到你撒谎要悔改，你恨人要悔改，这还是其次。
And the repentance does not just speak of us, our lying and stuff like that.
最重要的是你的心要归向神。
All those sins were secondary, but what's primary is that your heart must turn to God.
他必须是真正在你的生命中掌权做王的人。
That he must have a lordship over you. He must be the king.
这个叫做悔改。
That is the repentance.
好，那么等到主耶稣来传这个道了。
So now when Jesus come,
你就会发现很稀奇。
And you realize something really interesting.
这个王到了。
And this king has come.
他自己来传讲这个信息了。
And when he himself is preaching the message of the kingdom,
他应该稍微修改一下吧。
He has to change the message a little bit, doesn't he?
他不应该是说天国近了。
He shouldn't say, well, the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
他应该怎么讲?
What should he have said?
天国到了。
He should say, kingdom of heaven is here.
对不对?
Isn't it true?
因为王在这里嘛。
Because the king is here.
同意吗？你们脸上毫无表情。
Do you agree? Because you have no expression on your face.
天国应该到了嘛，因为王就在他站在他们面前了嘛。
Well, since the king is here, then the kingdom of heaven is here.
王亲自把这个信息讲出来嘛。
And it is the king himself proclaiming the message of the kingdom.
他讲这个信息的时候，不像使徒约翰讲这个说那个王还没有来嘛，快来了嘛，所以他可以说天国近了嘛。
Well, John the Baptist can say the kingdom of heaven is at hand because it has not come yet.
还可以做一个解释。
Well, there is another interpretation to this.
你做王，你不能说是我是王，下面一个兵也没有。
The reason why Jesus preached the gospel, that message is because, well, he's the king, but he has no subject.
对不对？所以这个王现在，他还需要有一点时间，找一批跟着他走的人呢。
So this king must spend some time and gathering some subjects around him.
所以主耶稣在那个时候开始出来传道的时候，他下面一个兵也没有。
And since he had no soldier or no subject under him.
所以他讲天国近了也可以理解。
And therefore he says, well, kingdom of heaven is at hand. And that to us is we're able to comprehend.
对不对？所以这个时候我还可以讲耶稣这句话是逻辑上合理的。
So logically, if we interpret that way, it makes sense.
好了，到了第十章。
And then when you come to the 10th chapter of Gospel according to Matthew,
这些都是他招募来的门徒啊。
And you see the disciples and the, that gather around him.
他们顺服了这个王的命令，撇下一切跟从主啊。
That they had left all and followed this king.
也被主训练了起码有两年了。
And was trained by this king for maybe 2 years now.
主现在说你们去传福音吧。
And now the Lord says, well, go out and preach the message.
信息是什么？
What was the message?
他们应该传天国到了。
And they should preach the kingdom of heaven is here.
结果圣经不是这样讲的。
But that's not what the Bible said.
他们还在传这篇信息，天国近了。
They still preach the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
这不是很稀奇吗？
Isn't that interesting?
为什么到了他有了他的门徒，也就是他的王的实权，开始有了影子了。
And why is it that when the king is here and he had his subject, you see the shadow of the manifestation of the kingdom?
甚至已经是 reality 了，不是 shadow， 他是王，他下面也有他的臣民，就是这些门徒。
And instead of reality, it's actually a reality because the king has come and he had subjects.
可是为什么他的信息的主题还是讲天国近了呢？
But why was it the theme of their message is still the same, that the kingdom of heaven is at hand?
这个含义是落脚在什么上面呢？
And based upon what was the principle that this message was based upon?
那我就想到这个信息到今天还是没有变。
And then I realized that this message has not changed even until today.
今天主耶稣给教会已经有2000年的历史了。
And to this day, there are 2000 years of church history.
神对这个地球上所有的人所要讲的信息还是这一句话，天国近了。
And the message, the very message that God has toward the whole world is but one, that the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
那它的含义是什么？
And what is its meaning?
王在。
The king is here.
但是世界不承认。
Yet the world rejects him.
子民在不在？
He has his people. Does he have his people?
在吗？真在吗？
Does the king have his people?
是，你从统计数字来看，这个地球上已经有上亿的人是基督徒。
Yes.
起码他口头上说我是基督徒。
If you look at statistics, you see the numbers growing, and there are billions in this world who confess themselves to be Christians.
但是，我们这一批口上承认归主的人。
Yet those who profess Jesus to be their Lord.
基督在我们的生命中真的达到长大成人满有基督的身量吗？
Has our life really matured to the state, to the fullness of Christ?
我想，如果以这个长大成人为标杆的话，
If we set this maturity, which is the total likeness, the fullness of Christ, as a goal,
圣经这句话不是我说的，这是保罗说的。
You know that that's what Paul said, not what I said.
第二，约翰怎么说？
And second, what did John say?
在启示录里面说到主回来。
And in Revelation, when the Apostle John said,
the second coming of Christ,
concerning the second coming of Christ,
他讲到教会的光景必须是心腹准备好了，对吧？
That the condition of the church must be like a bride, all ready and prepared.
也就是说，主要回来他有一个必要条件，这个必要条件就是心腹准备好了。
So there is a prerequisite for the second coming of Christ, that is his bride being ready.
我常常讲一个笑话。
Oftentimes I would joke it this way.
这是比喻性的说法。
And this is just a parable.
你参加一个婚礼。
And when you go attend a wedding.
当当当当，这个婚礼曲一奏。
And when the wedding march begins.
大家都站起来欢迎新娘进场。
And everyone will stand to welcome the bride.
你看。怎么这个小女孩呢？
And then you see this little girl come walk down the aisle.
或者一个小 baby 还抱着个奶瓶呢？
And then you see a little baby girl still sucking on the bottle.
这是个笑话，对吧？
That would be a joke, isn't it?
你开玩笑，怎么结婚那一天出现在大家面前的是一个吃奶的小女婴孩呢？
How can a bride who is walking down the aisle be an infant?
这是绝对不可能的事情。
That is something that's impossible.
要结婚必须是一个长大成人的一个女子。
In order to get married, you must become of age.
对不对？
Isn't that
true? 那你才能谈到论娶婚嫁。
Then you can talk about marriage.
那么我举这个例子的意思是什么？
So what is the meaning behind me giving this example?
主要回来的话，
And for the Lord to come back again,
他的教会不能还在吃奶阶段。
His church cannot be still being fed on milk.
不可以还在所谓这个希伯来书所说的在基督道理的开端。
That it cannot stay on the fundamental doctrines of Christ.
因为你必须长大。
Because you must mature.
你的生命必须达到那一个成熟的阶段。
Your life must mature to the fullness.
这才是基督可以回来的必要条件。
Then, well, that would be the prerequisite for Jesus' second coming.
那也就是说。
Then, in another word,
天国的实体。
Then the reality of the kingdom of heaven.
只有应验在基督徒。长大成人的时候
The kingdom of heaven will be realized when Christians has reached its fullness.
对吗？
Isn't it
true? 所以当门徒去传这个信息的时候，还是讲天国近了，因为天国的实体在我们的身上只有一个影子，还没有长大成人。
And that is the very reason why when the disciples went out to preach the message, they still preach the same message because the kingdom of heaven has not been realized in us yet. It is but a shadow still.
所以每一次讲到近了，近了，近了，什么意思？
So every time when the scripture says it is near, it is near, it is at hand, what does it mean?
一个意思来讲是时间还没有到。
It means chronologically, time-wise, it's not here yet.
但是到门徒来讲这篇信息的时候，他所指的还不是单单时间的问题。
But when the disciples was preaching the message, they do not just talk about time-wise.
是我们每一个人灵性实际成熟的光景来说的。
It is a reality of a spiritual condition.
基督在我们中间掌权。
That Christ reigns in our midst.
他不是在一群儿童中间掌权。
That he is not reigning in the midst of a children.
他必须是在一个长大成人的一个教会中掌权。这个时候才是他的真正的实体。
That he must reign in a church that has reached his fullness.
所以我们来听这篇信息的时候。
So as we listen to this message.
我们要提醒自己。
We need to remind ourselves.
我们讲主要回来不可以变成口号。
We cannot saying the Lord's second coming as a slogan.
对，你要先问问自己。
You have to ask yourselves.
我这些年蒙恩。
In all these years, I've become a Christian.
我长大没有？
Have I grown?
在灵性上有没有真正一年一年的成熟起来？
Have I been growing year after year in my spiritual life?
我们每一个人都知道自己是哪年哪月受浸的，对不对？
Everyone knows about the date that when we were baptized.
我们中间 有分量，就是指年数上有分量的基督徒不少啊。
You know, those who are very, have many years in the Lord are quite many among us.
圣经里面有一句话说，照你的年龄，蒙恩的年龄，你应该做师父了。
And the scripture says, according to the year that you have saved, you have come to know the Lord, you should be teachers.
但是我们还在吃奶。
But yet, you're still milking.
所以悔改。
So you must repent.
你没有把神给你的时间与恩典发挥出来。
You did not live to the fullest potential of the grace in the time that God has given you.
我们活在宗教的传统里头，我们并没有活在生命的事实的实际上面。
We're living in the tradition of a religion rather than the reality of a life.
所以悔改。
Therefore, repent.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们真的相信主的日子，回来的日子。很近很近。
We really indeed believe that the second coming of the Lord is near.
一面来讲是兴奋的。
On one hand, we are so excited.
可是另外一面来讲也是非常严肃的。
And on the other hand, it is a solemn matter.
兴奋的是因为我们所爱的主就要回来了。
We're excited because the Lord that whom we love is coming home.
但是严肃的是，我生命成熟了没有？
But the solemn matter is, have I reached the maturity.
用更通俗的话来说。
In plain English.
你可以嫁了吗？
Are you, qualified to get married?
懂这句话的意思吗？
Do you understand?
你的生命必须成熟，你才能够出嫁。
You must reach of, become of age and matured, then you can get married.
吃奶的人不能做新娘的。
Those who are still being, fed with milk cannot be a bride.
我希望你听懂了。
I hope that you have come to understand this concept.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你等忍耐的等候你的教会两千年了。
Lord, that you've waited patiently for 2,000 years for your church.
那个荣耀的日子就在眼前了。
Lord, that day of a glorious coming is at hand.
所有的兆头都在我们的周围一样一样的出现。
Lord, the signs are all over the place around us.
我们里面是何等的激动。
Lord, and our hearts are greatly stirred and excited.
我们一面来说是在最黑暗的时代。
On one hand, we're living in the darkest age.
但是在最黑暗的时代，你准备你自己的教会。
Yet in this darkest age, you are preparing your church.
主啊，让我们做一个忠心有见识的管家。
Lord, may we be one with faith and understanding.
我们不是嘴里说说就算了。
So we do not just say it with our lips.
让我们真正做一个悔改跟随羔羊的人。
That we will be truly one who repented and followed the Lamb.
你回来的时候我们可以无愧。
So that we will be without shame when you come back.
我们可以交得上账。
That we may be able to give account of our lives.
请你听我们的祷告。
Lord, answer our prayers.
祝福今天在这里听到的每一位你用重价买回来的儿女。
Bless everyone who has listened to this message, whom you redeemed with a great price.
愿你天国真实早日的降临在我们每一个人的生命当中。
May your kingdom of heaven truly indeed descend in our lives.
主啊，让这句话不是在外面，而是在里面。
That this word becomes a reality in our lives.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.